We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy who makes his weekly visit, our buddy from Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Kevin, how you doing?
It's all good, Bill. We're getting more additions to the at-home set. You know, I'm doing sports here at home. And last night I got given a couple of little replica stadiums to put up there. One is County Stadium. The other one's Turner Field. Now, I've been instructed to destroy Turner Field. What if I swap them? You think anybody will know if I put Turner Field on the set?
No, I don't think so. I think some people may know exactly what it is or say, hey, maybe that's a newer version. But no, County Stadium. Now, what'd they give you, like a beer can with a cutout? Because that's what County Stadium looked like.
they show me this, and this is probably terrible, but the first thing I thought when I'm looking at, you know, at the out of up, you know, looking down at this kind of figurine of a stadium, the first thing I thought is just a bit outside.
Right? Yeah. I absolutely. Every time I see that, that movie fascinates me for so many reasons. One is because I enjoy watching County Stadium, and then I kind of see where I sat and the loge level. And then I think of the people that are in the background and Euchre doing his thing. And I just, you know, I was there. It was so cool. It was a craptastic stadium. On one hand, it was so nostalgic. And on the other hand, it was an absolute armpit. So depending on what side of the fence you fall, but I'll say this, I think we can all agree, you definitely needed to build Miller Park because County Stadium was falling down. Hey, I've been anxious all day to ask you this. Scott Boras and what he said yesterday about the players not helping out the owners. And I had said at the beginning of the show that Scott Boras telling the players not to help out the owners, is he throwing a pork chop around his neck into the Lions pit when he has to go back to owners and then start to argue, well, don't make a lot of money, but make enough money to pay my clients $300 million. I mean, what is the guy doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see your point, because the idea is everyone benefits when baseball is financially healthy. If the owners are making good money and there's a good agreement in place, the players then should also be getting money. And that's so when you see something like this, when you see Scott Boras talk about the owners' problems and money that they borrowed when they were purchasing franchises, that kind of thing, it's kind of dangerous territory to step in. But the other part of it is, and it goes back to what we've talked about the last couple weeks, this growing animosity between the players and owners and how they are going to make this a center issue and not the issue about actually playing baseball in 2020. The issue for us this year is we're just trying to get a season out there, and it's not a labor stoppage. It's a forced stoppage. We're not supposed to see an issue with the CBA until 2022. So the fact that this is the rhetoric that's going on right now is not a good sign. Every time you see that, to me, the chance of getting a season lowers every time they start talking about this and not about how to get some sort of season going in 2020.
When it comes to baseball getting back into the stadiums, how close do you think we really are? Because we keep hearing about the NBA and a plan. The NHL seems to be moving on a little bit quicker track. They are opening up training facilities. Also, is the NBA, but the NBA has got some different things and different ideas about how to kind of finish this season. And they can get it done maybe by the mid to end of July. So they got a little wiggle room. But baseball, I mean, if you're going to get, say, an 82 to 100 game season in, yesterday was kind of the day you needed to get this thing done, right?
No, you got that right. This really was the most important week for baseball to get the details hammered out, to start looking at contingencies, that sort of thing. Because honestly, if you want to start in early July, and you have to, if you want to do 80 to 100 games, you have to start in early July, then you should start your spring training 2.0 probably around June 10th. And the problem is, if you wait until next week to make an agreement, you're going to have people uprooting their lives in a matter of a few days and going from nothing to having to arrive for spring training 2.0. So the timing is bad. The issue that comes in for Major League Baseball, and there's a lot of stuff I'm not happy with in this negotiation, but what's happening right now with the delay of a plan has a little more to do with what they've done from a location standpoint. The NBA is going back to one location. The NHL is going back to two locations. Baseball chose not to do that. I'm kind of happy that they did, but this is the bad effect, which is if you're going back to 30 locations, 30 different stadiums, 30 cities, then you are subject to the different regulations in each city and the different outbreaks in each city, because clearly this virus is worse in New York, in Illinois, in Massachusetts, in California than it is in Wisconsin. So that's going to be a problem all season. Baseball has to build in a lot of contingency based on games that could get canceled if the outbreak gets worse in different places. So it's, unfortunately, it's the bad side effect. You want baseball in your hometown, that's great. You have to make a contingency plan, and that's tougher to do.
Now, when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, getting back on the field, I don't know when we're going to see it. I don't know when we're going to get a vote. I do know one thing, that the sentiment seems to be, from a lot of fans, more anger towards the players. I understand it because you equate the players to the employees who get to go to work every day and play baseball versus, you know, other people that are out there digging ditches and delivering, you know, goods and services or what have you, or even people that are working in cubicles or even white-collar workers. So I understand the sentimentality. But for the owners to say, let's go retroactive to the games played, and now to go back to the players to the well again and say, hey, we need some more money. We got some payments coming due. Was it wrong on the owners to jump to a conclusion to begin with to say, let's just make it retroactive payment-wise? Or should they have waited, or should the owners have just kind of sucked it up and not gone back to the players for a second time?
Yeah, something probably should have changed in that. And I guess, you know, hindsight being 2020, maybe that agreement shouldn't have happened in the first place with the prorated salary if the owners knew that they were going to go back. You also can't necessarily predict the future. But I think the deeper issue for me between owners and players when it comes to the finances is when the players are making their counter proposal, one of the things they want to make in this new counter proposal is they want basically an open look at the finances of franchises. And that tells you where the centerpiece is in this financial disagreement between owners and players. The players do not trust what the owners are telling them from a money standpoint. They think when the owners say we're making this much money, the players are saying, well, you're making much more money from the things around the franchise. You may not be making those from ticket sales, which they say is 40% of the total revenue, but the other 60% comes from so many other things. The 2020 the pro sports franchise has not just jersey sales, not just television rights. They have things inside the stadium from a catering standpoint, from a suite standpoint. What about the Cardinals in the ballpark village? This is all revenue that goes back to the franchises. And I think that's where the players' distrust is coming from, is that they feel like they're getting one set of books from the owners that has to do with just the ticket sales and the small piece of that franchise where there's more money involved there. So going back to your original question, yeah, something should have changed. And again, maybe the agreement probably shouldn't happen. But the transparency of finances is, to me, what is stopping this thing from happening. And it should have happened 2 years from now, but apparently this fight's going to happen now.
Talking with Kevin Holden of CBS 58 and talking a little baseball. And I think we all want to see baseball back sooner rather than later. We've got the NASCAR. We've got golf. We've got some other sports that are on a fast track to come back. So what is the likelihood, do you feel, that they get this done, we'll say, within the next week? Because I think they all know the clock is ticking now.
Yeah, the next week's a good, because you go past this next week and you kind of have to blow up your 80-game proposal then. So Monday I thought it was 80%, and everything that's happened this week has dragged it farther down. I'm still at like 50.1% because I still think there's a part of someone out there, whether it's owners, players, or both, that knows that if you lose a 2020 season, you lose trust from a lot of different fans, and you don't get a chance to make new fans if you're not playing a sport. So they know that this could be a crucial year at a crucial time for the country. There's going to be a point, I think, where they're going to say, look, yes, we disagree about a lot of different things, but we have to sit down and we have to play something this year. So to me, that part barely wins out in the end. I have a solution, Bill, and it is, I saw it on an episode of Parks and Recreation last night. Ron Swanson's, because that's the answer to everything, right? Parks and Recreation.
Right?
Ron Swanson's ex-wife and his mother are both battling over his finances, so they sit down with this giant jug of clear alcohol that's supposed to be like varnish or, you know, some very, you know, powerful thing. And they're chugging out of this jug. And that's what they got to do. Get an owner's rep and a player's rep at the table. Put a big, giant jug of something with, its, you know, 80 proof or 100 proof in the middle and drink until one of them passes out. The other one wins, and we go play a season.
I you know what? In this state, that would fly. That would work. I don't think there's any doubt about that. No doubt. Hey, Kevin, pleasure as always, buddy. We're going to keep an eye on it. I know the players are making their proposal today to the owners, and then it's going to be a busy weekend of a lot of chatter back and forth about what is and isn't going to be done and whether or not we are or not going to have a season. But I can only imagine if we're sitting here talking about this again next week where the owners are coming back with another proposal, then we're talking less than 80 games. The likelihood of the season begins to darken. I know they say they wanted to be up and running by July 4th. I know I had Tim Kirchin on last week, and he said, you know, well, you know, middle of July, not the worst thing in the world, but I think you get much past that, and then the attention starts to go to football, and then you're talking about a whole different loss of audience, and I don't know if you get that audience back. So good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bill, appreciate it. Yeah, fingers crossed that we're optimistic next week, that we have a plan in place and we can talk baseball. That'd be great.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Look for him to be smashing Turner Field on television in his palatial estate, and he'll be doing that on at some point or another on the news. I'm sure they'll replay that a couple of times or look for it on social media. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Contact them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.